Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good, now yourself?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. So, Kevin, where do you work?
for Apple.
You work for Apple.
Oh! Yeah, yeah.
What's it like up there at the moment? You have to bring your own toilet roll to work.
No, I'm literally at home. I've only been up there, I'd say, probably 10 times.
Yeah, okay.
He works from home.
Things are fairly tight up there at the moment, Kevin.
No comment,
Your Honour. And this is why he's trying to win his own Christmas party, because Apple are like, we're doing nothing.
Yeah, we're skint lads.
No chance.
All right, listen, Kevin. A night of your choice, hopefully, to the Woolshed Music Bingo Christmas Party with 15 people, finger food, the whole lot will be sorted out, and you can do all the other amazing stuff for the Mardike. Who are you taking with you?
I said in the text, my girlfriend's birthday is on the 17th of December, so...
Okay.
Nice.
She'll luckily be invited, but there'll be a clamour over all the other spaces.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, luckily.
Get into your WhatsApp groups and put, assemble the messers and have a great night on us. Thanks so many for listening. By the way, grade or blade?
I would just normally say number one or number two.
You're useless. You're useless. You know that?
I'm not going to back you up.
All right. Cheers, buddy. I appreciate that. Kev, have a good one, man. Take it easy.
Kev.
The king of dad gags, Rory Hagan, is back in studio.
Yes.
I shall battle you ferociously, but lose as I always do. Victoria Nichols, are you ready? Ready
I'm with the ding ding? This morning, guys. Okay, it's Rory against KC.
Let's go.
Who's? You know what? KC can start this morning because you started last week. Go, KC.
What is five toes and isn't your foot? That's my foot.
I went to the hairdressers and said, "Can I have a haircut like Tom Cruise?" So they gave me a booster seat to sit on.
And did he get a grade one or a grade two? Genuinely.
Tom Cruise got a blade one because he says it correctly.
A grade one. My computer password is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it wouldn't accept it because it needed to be at least 8 characters. Jesus, lads, that's a bit severe.
I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes, so she gave me a hug.
Lads, I childproofed my house. Somehow they still got in.
My wife wants me to take her somewhere expensive, so I took her to the petrol station.
By the way, 179 a litre, lads. Seriously, what are you up to?
I know, yeah.
My husband is mad that I've no sense of direction, so I packed up and write.
What is propaganda? It's when a Londoner takes a good look at something.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. I phoned my work boss this morning. I said, no, I need to do this in a northern accent.
Okay.
So I phoned my work boss this morning and said, sorry, boss, I can't come in. I have a weak cough. He said, you have a weak cough? Thanks, boss. I'll see you in a week.
I was at the airport when all of a sudden I saw a guy fall unconscious onto the baggage carousel.
Mm-hmm.
He slowly came around.
Stop the world and let me off. All together now. Let's go. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played a game of love and lust. So stop the world and let me off. Final joke from me. Why did Adele cross the road?
Don't know.
To say hello from the other side. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen of Cork, teachers, parents and guardians, assemble. Yesterday on the show I told you about our next big feature that we would love you to get involved in, and we are buzzing about this one. We are looking for Cork's mini heroes, okay? If you have a little person in your house or your family between the age of 5, 11 and 12, and they're very, very special, and maybe they've had a bit of a rough time at school, maybe they didn't get picked for the team, they've had some challenges lately, or they've done something absolutely incredible for a neighbour or a friend, and you think, my little hero needs recognition and needs to be part of the Red FM Breakfast Mini Heroes team.
Yes.
We are looking for 10 kids starting from next week. And every day we're going to talk to mums and dads, and we're going to talk to the little kid, and we're going to put them on the team.
Yeah.
And on a special day, I think it's October 5th.
Yes, that's correct.
The Red FM superhero bus will be parked up outside. Our team will assemble.
Yeah.
They will be taken for a VIP day. The whole lot of them, the family and the kids, out to Photo Wildlife Park, where they will be meted and greeted with the red carpet treatment and taken around for a very, very special day at Photo Wildlife Park. We get to meet all the zookeepers and all the amazing people that work at Photo. We'll get to see all the incredible animals. You get a little bit of back behind the curtain look at what goes on in Photo. We will feed you. We've got little gift bags and everything. It's going to be incredible. And then it's back on the Red FM Mini Heroes bus. And we take you in to the Munster rugby game in Cork City, where you will be on the pitch with the Munster rugby team.
Yeah.
As the special guard of honour.
Yes.
Nice.
And you'll get to meet the team. You get to hang out with them in the back area. You get to get photographs, and we'll bring our mini heroes out onto the pitch with a huge applause as they are the special guard of honour on the day at the Munster rugby match against Ospreys, which is going to be amazing.
Epic.
So we need your stories. We need to hear from you. If you think your little people qualify, or you'd just like to tell us about your little mini hero at home, we just want to hear from you. We will have a special form set up on the website. Hopefully from tomorrow over the weekend, you can tell us. You can also WhatsApp us right now, voice notes, or drop a little message into us. Start it with mini heroes and tell us all about your kids. This is going to be gorgeous.
Are you sure I can't go, Casey?
Listen, you are our mini hero, Kelly.
You can go if you want.
Yeah.
And I'd love to. Do you want to drive? Can you drive the bus?
Yeah, I actually give it a go.
Yeah. We'd have to put a booster seat on.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point.
I'd have to
get as close to the pedals as possible.
All right, so mini heroes of Cork, parents, guardians, teachers, let's hear from you. Let's get in contact with us. Tell us your stories. Tell us why your little mini heroes need to be part of this. Get involved. It's going to be epic. And it all starts next week, okay? If you want to be involved, WhatsApp right now, 0868 104 106. And tomorrow, we'll have that form up on the website for you to enter as well.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I meant to get to this yesterday, but I think it's a brilliant story. But a full story on how Sinead O'Connor got her iconic shaved head has been revealed in a new book about Sinead O'Connor. I have Sinead O'Connor's biography at home. I still have to finish it. I got about halfway through, but it's an unbelievable read.
I'd say it is, yeah.
Like, her life is just, oh my God, it's so heartbreaking and brilliant. And like, what she went through and came through and went out the other side, and then the whole Pope episode where the whole world was against her.
Yeah.
And imagine if that happened. Imagine if she tore up a picture of the Pope in an era of social media, what it would have done to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
When people can directly attack her and send all kinds of threats to her. She was and continues to be iconic. But the reason that she shaved her head is what? Why would you think she shaved her head?
She was trying to be cool.
Was it a kind of a punk thing? Was it a...
Well, she was known for it, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she was.
It
very punky.
One of the biggest things about her was that shaved head. I don't know.
She got a crap haircut.
No way.
She went in, she got a dodgy haircut, and she went to hell with this. And she just took a grade one to it over.
That's classic.
Yeah.
So she got a botched haircut.
Botched haircut. How many of you have had botched haircuts you've had to, the only remedy is to take it down to a grade one or a grade two.
Yeah.
And that's how the iconic bald head became.
Wow. Yeah. Because she was so known for that.
That was her trademark, really, wasn't it? How gorgeous was she in Nothing Compares to You?
How gorgeous was she in general? She was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady.
I think really, just in that particular video, she was just like, she just looked incredible. And that was at the peak of her career as well.
It was, yeah.
Barry's been on to me here. You know, I was talking about Sinead O'Connor's haircut, right? Yeah. And I said that she got a grade one.
That's right, yeah.
Do you call, like, up in Mayo, every barber would say, what grade do you want?
Yeah,
do you want a grade one, two or three? Do you call it grades down here?
Yes.
You do, definitely. Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, why?
Barry was saying it's not called a grade one, it's a blade one. And I thought maybe that there was different terminology for different parts of the world.
No, well, it's grade one in Cove.
Buzz cut.
Yeah, buzz cut.
Take it off, kid.
Yeah.
Give me the snooker ball look. Do you ever get the snooker ball look?
Me, myself, personally, no.
You would look sad. Can I give you a grade two? I'll give you a little side of the head.
Not
there you go.
Hope.
I'll give you gold fast stripes and everything. You'd look decent.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Machine. Cash
Machine. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It is coming up on 6:51. Well, we've kicked off a proper argument on WhatsApp here, haven't we?
Yeah.
When you go for a haircut up in Mayo, you ask for a grade, all right?
Yeah.
And the reason, like, if you get a blade, the blade is just the device that cuts the hair.
Yeah.
The grades are the plastic caps they put on for the different levels that
That's
they
right,
cut.
Yeah.
So we call them grades.
Yeah.
Because we're sophisticated, advanced human beings. Here in Cork, you call it blades, bye.
I love it.
It's blade in the north side.
Is it?
According to who's on to me? Susan. No, in Cork, it's called a blade one. Barry is right, so someone else here.
I've never heard it as a blade before. I've always only ever heard it as a grade.
Good morning. What have you got here? Good
morning. I'm actually going to the barbers as well myself. We just call it a one or a two or a three.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, you can say a one or a two or three.
Yeah,
but again, because we're such advanced people up in Mayo, when you say, you go to a barbershop and you say a one and a two and a three, then what happens is somebody comes in and starts playing jazz. So to stay away from that confusion, we use sophisticated terms like grade.
Yeah, grade.
Grade one, grade two, grade three. Thank you, darling. Yeah. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. What did Owen say they're called?
Grade.
Vic's husband says...
That's Dublin now, but he would say grade one, grade two, grade three. It's all about Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris. It's been all over the media in the last 24 hours. So last night, Taylor Swift posted her support on Instagram for Kamala Harris and she released a statement. You have the statement there. I don't know if you have it to hand.
She goes off saying principles and beliefs and for the betterment of the country, blah, blah, blah. Look, she did the same with Barack Obama, didn't she? I think she did.
Yeah. And Trump is kind of saying, well, this is her usual form. She always supports or always endorses a Democrat, but that's got to feel like a bit of a blow to him, isn't it?
No, they take this so serious over in the States that now there's a Republican movement have been set up, the anti-Taylor Swift Republican movement, which means they will never buy tickets for her gig. Oh, she will never play Texas.
Are you serious?
She will never play the deep red states.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
because that's where all the Trump supporters are.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, listen, like, whatever, whoever you support. But they do take it, like, particularly because it's got such clout for them over there.
Yeah.
That when the big names are very vocal about what side that they're on, it can really do damage. She's got 300 million followers. She's super powerful.
Yeah. Katy Perry's been reacting to a picture which has caused a bit of controversy. So she was asked about this on the Elvis Duran show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Have a listen to the clip.
What's this to do with somebody's arse, is it?
Yeah.
It's you taking a photo with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yes.
And Orlando is staring... at her butt. I mean, how could you not? She's got...
I approve. Yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, Orlando and Katie also hit the red carpet where the couple posed for pictures. The images captured Orlando with his hand right above Katie's butt, leaving no doubt.
It's been other places. Sorry to tell you.
Anyway.
My daughter is four.
So he got caught.
Yeah, it's that classic. I remember David Beckham getting caught.
Oh, at the cheerleader. Yeah. See, this, lads, this, it doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Yeah.
This is why we wear sunglasses.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times. Red
grade
FM.
Or blade? Lads, you go to a barber and you ask them for what? Is it a blade one, blade two, blade three? Or is it a grade one, two, three? I call them grades because they're called grades. That's the rules. That's the way it is. If you go to YouTube,
yeah,
and you're trying to look up videos for buzz cuts and how to do them, put in grade one, grade two, and they are titled as grades.
Yeah,
all right.
It's grades where I'm from as well, but this is Cork.
In Cork,
does what everyone.
I know it's the People's Republic. You've got your own universe and everything, but. Grade is money in Cork. It's also a slang word for money.
I didn't know that.
Any grade, bye. So let me see what I got coming in here.
So Casey's calling it a grade one because you put a grade on the blade. They're called guards, as far as I know. So it should actually be a guard one.
I don't know. Guards pull you over and go, have you tax in that car? That's what a guard is.
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about, though.
Then she has sent in a screenshot. Oh, by the way, who is that? That's Katie. Morning, Katie.
Katie knows what she's talking about.
So Katie Googled Barber Pro and then the Premium Guards Green Electro. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she's right.
Oh,
so
no.
We're all wrong, lads.
No.
Everyone's wrong. You're wrong. I'm wrong.
Here we go. The device you shave your head with is called a blade. The little things you put on, maybe they're called guards. That's what they are. They're blade guards. But then the guards are numbered in grades. 1, 2, 3.
I'm so confused.
Oh my god.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Anyway, this is all off the back of us talking about Sinead O'Connor. She got the reason she shaved her head many, many years ago and became iconic with a bald head was because she went to the barbershop and they did such a bad job. She went to hairdressers and they butchered her.
So she shaved,
it all off. With a grade one.
Just get it in there now, fella.
$50,000 yesterday was left on the Red FM table. Let's do it with €60,210.05. That's what we have for you today. So we've thrown an extra $10,000 in there. An incredible amount of money. If you're in for yesterday's draw, you are still in. But if you're not, text RED to 57557.
I have a whole load of grade for you here.
€60,210.05. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To enter this game, you must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And redfm.ie will get you the T's and C's. Lads, ladies, good morning. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM. There's Rory Baldy, beautiful Baldy Rory. Hi. O'Hagan over there in the corner. The lady with the most hair in Cork is Victoria Nichols.
Yes.
And I'm somewhere in between. I'm kind of like the Amazon rainforest. Lots of it's been cleared, but there's clumps of healthy growth. When you go for a haircut in Cork, what do you ask for? How did we get onto this? Oh, Sinead O'Connor from earlier this morning.
That's right.
Yeah. So Sinead O'Connor got a poxy haircut back in the day. And she decided the only way to remedy was to shave it all off. Then I mentioned, oh, she got a grade one all over.
That's right.
Barry comes in and goes, what are you on about grade? It's called a blade.
Yeah. Yeah,
so now we got the grade or blade debate.
Is it a debate?
It is. People are going mental on WhatsApp over this. All right. It's a blade all day long.
Yes.
Going to the barbers, this is my 30th year and I've never heard of a grade.
Yep.
The attachments are called heads or combs, not grades or blades, from Darren in Fermoy, North Cork.
Run, Darren.
Darren, I'll fight you at the back of Lidl. I will fight you at the back of Lidl.
Dean was on here. He says, lads, when I go for a haircut with my four boys, I just say skin fade and trim on top.
Okay, that works too.
All right, okay.
We do. We call them grades up my way. That's all. Let's see what this is.
Okay, see, I went to the barbers there last week for a haircut, and I asked your man. I said, "Look, I want a three on top, a two on each side, and one at the back."
Yeah.
And he says to me, "I can't do that. To look a bit of a cod." I says, "Do you know what? You had no problem doing it the last time."
Our local Brummy.
Good morning, Casey. Good morning, Vic. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. It's not a grade. It's not a blade. It's a fade. If you're from the Birmingham 0121, it's a fade.
So what have we got now? We've got grade. We've got blade. We've got fade.
Yeah.
We've got guard. That's four.
Thank you, Kieran. Okay, can we just call it a bazaar? Give me a one, a bazaar, a one.
Yeah, let's just stick to bazaar then.
I'm a barber, and people just ask for a one or two, but some people say blade one or two.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah. In all my near years of barbering, no one ever said a grade, and that comes in from Cork barber Lisa Byrne. Hello, Lisa. Lisa, where do you work, by the way? We need to give you a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. Casey, I think you have lost this one.
No, I'm
You've
not.
Lost
I'm refusing.
You're
I'm
like a dog
listen,
with a bone.
I consider this an education. For the people of Cork, from us, supremely sculptured beans from Mayo. I'm a barber in Cork. It's a number 1, 2, 3. Grade is an American thing, as far as I know.
Oh, there you go. Well, you see, you're close to the Atlantic over there, aren't you, in Mayo?
That's it. We're next up, New York,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So maybe you've got a bit of an influence from there.
It's a number 1 or 2 or 3, lads. There were different heads for hair clippers in the 50s and 60s from the Baldy Barber. At last!
Okay.
Morning,
okay.
Michael. How are you? Also in the 50s and 60s, the foil today was called a Philly shave then.
Oh, God, lads, I'm totally confused now. A Philly shave?
Yeah.
Has to be Philadelphia. Is it?
Someone says, lads, it's called a brazzer. No, it's not.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
the voice of our youth on a sporting front. George Hamilton.
Yeah.
40 years at RTE. 40 years, I think, one of the greatest commentators of all time. The greatest this country's ever produced.
Quite correct.
Is he a Dundalk man?
He's from Belfast.
Oh, is he? Okay. George Hamilton has ended his iconic 40-year stint at RTE Sport and walked straight into a new job. See, he's 74 now, so at 65 they kick you to the curb in RTE.
Yeah.
Unless you're a contractor. He said, things changed considerably at RTE Sport and the time came to look and see what else is out there. And this is what we remember George Hamilton for.
The nation holds its breath. Yes, we're there!
Does that bring anybody back?
Oh, goosebumps. Actual goosebumps.
Oh, my God. What was it about him as a commentator, Rory?
He was just amazing in a way with words, and he was just so incredibly passionate about everything he did, as you can hear in that Ireland clip there. And as you say, like, because he was the commentator for so many Ireland games, and, like, he is, his voice is kind of burnt into the fabric of the history of this country. So when you think of Italian 90, you think of George Hamilton's commentary. Yeah. You think of it, like, USA 94, you think of George Hamilton's commentary.
I would be really disappointed when big games were on and George wasn't commentating.
Yeah, it's not the same. And yeah, back in the day when you couldn't get proper ASDN lines and he was commentating down a phone line, like, you know.
That's right.
From Eastern Europe, it was fantastic.
They used to have to ring it in. Anyway, complete icon, voice of our youth when you were growing up watching sport, George Hamilton. I'm talking about him like he's passed away.
He's still going. He's still going to be working with Premier Sports. He's going to be doing the Manchester United games and whatever competition they're in now, the Rumblows Cup or whatever it is, I'm not sure.
How is he 74?
It's not possible, is it?
It's not.
Is he a Man United fan?
I think he just wants to come back and do the Man United games. Yes, he'll be doing all the
Well,
United
to hell with George Hamilton anyway. Red FM Breakfast with Now. I have two people backing me up here on the grade thing. Grade versus blade. Lads, you go for a haircut, you go into your barber, what do you ask for? Here in Cork, apparently, it's
a blade. Blade two.
Everywhere else, it's a grade. You ask for different grades of cut.
You see, I'll back you up. Yeah, it's grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four, grade five. Yeah, they're called graders.
They are. They're called graders. That's what they are. That's what you attach. The blade is simply the device that you cut your hair with. I'm in complete support, Casey. This is coming from one of our senior members of management. Good morning, Mark. I was 2 years old when I heard the term blade being used to describe a hair grade. I only have ever said blade and only ever heard people refer to it as a grade. So the barbers of Portsmouth and London must be in support of the Mayo Way.
Thank you very much. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park,
Palladough, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money. We have the stunning Ruth in Fermoy on the line one.
Hello, stunning Ruth. How are you?
Hello.
I must say, you're looking stunning this morning. You are.
She is stunning.
Big, big improvement on yesterday. You spent a bit of time this morning.
100%. The hair's washed today.
The hair's did. What is the getting ready time for you every single day, Ruth? How long would it take for you to beautify yourself? Not that you need it.
Because you're stunning.
You're stunning, girl.
Realistically, I just throw myself together. It's getting the child up to school and out the door is more important. But maybe 15 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. Are you a kind of a traffic makeup lady as well? Will I see you at the red lights horse and on the blusher? No?
You'd be lucky if I wear makeup once a week, twice a week.
Yeah. All right.
You're my kind of girl, Ruth.
Yeah. Special occasions and all that.
That's all you need for.
That's it.
Right, listen. We've got a quiz here, 10 questions. You only have 60 seconds. You have to answer every one of these correctly. If you do it within the time and you play on your own, you're going to win a grand. Let's play in 3, 2, 1. Ruth, Kamala Harris is running for what in America?
President.
Question number 2. What 1980s toys has sold 350 million units?
Rubik's Cube.
In Cork, what is Paul O'Donovan known for?
Rowing.
Do you know what island Rihanna is from?
Barbados.
Which ancient people mummified bodies?
Egyptian.
Question 6. What part of Cork is Cillian Murphy from?
Was that Glanmire somewhere?
Are you giving me Glanmire?
Yes.
Okay. The Edge is a member of what Irish band? The Edge.
YouTube.
Question number 8. What Cork band sing Colours and After All?
Frank and Walters.
De La Soul will play what in Cork?
Park. Super Value party seating.
Question number 10. Where's the new Irish manager from? Quickly, the new Irish manager. I'll give you three. Did you say Chicago?
No, it's an Italian.
Italian, okay. Sorry, I did stumble at the last question, so I'm going to give you three seconds to answer that one. You said Italian, okay. Kamala Harris.
President.
And she's not going to win, okay? She probably will know that Taylor Swift got her army to get out and vote for her. That is correct. Rubik's Cube is correct, and rowing is correct, and Barbados is correct, and the Egyptians is correct. What part of Cork is Cillian Murphy from? Vic, would you say...
Is it Douglas?
I'd say Douglas. Yeah. The answer is Douglas.
Yeah.
Grew up in Douglas. U2 is correct, after all, and Colours are songs by the Franks. That is correct. De La Soul will play the Cork Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
Was announced yesterday. And where is the new Irish manager from? He is from Iceland.
Oh, it was a good round though, Ruth.
Hey,
well,
Ruth, 7 out of 10. Oh, you missed
well
a few.
Done.
You did really well. We're going to give you a €50 voucher.
The last time.
Yeah.
Hey, next time we nail it. That's
there
the way it goes. Yeah. We're going to give you 50.
I've done 9 out of 10 and now 7 out of 10.
There you go.
Okay, you've kind of gone backwards a little bit. But not to worry. Red FM Breakfast with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.